It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, how are you faring today? Can you imagine what might be in here? It's called a tote bag. And I brought some things to show you today. In fact, let me unsnap this. And what do you think this might be? Can you tell? Peek-a-boo. It's an inline skating doll. Yes, and she has a helmet and some protective pads here on her elbow and wrist and knee. And of course, she has her skates. Let's try having her skate on the floor. See how she does. Very good. Very good. So, her head is protected. Her elbows are protected. That's just in case she should fall, you know. And her wrists are protected. And her knees are protected. Can you wonder who that is? Let's go see. Hello? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, now's a good time. Well, thank you. All right, see you later. Bye, Chuck. That was Chuck Aber. He has some skating equipment like this doll has, but it's his size, so he thought I might like to show it to you. He said he'd be right over. So, why don't we just go outside and wait for him? We'll see the real skating equipment. I imagine Chuck has the protective equipment for his head, elbows, wrists, and knees. Could you point to your head? That's right. Now, would you point to your elbows? Would you point to your wrists? Your wrists are just right here. Right below your hand like that. Those are your wrists. And now point to your knees. There. Those are the things to be protected when you're inline skate. Oh, there he comes. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Fred. How
look
you doing?
At you.
You having
doing
a great
well.
Time inline yeah. skating.
And you're so tall in those
yes.
skates.
Mm. Tall.
Yes, I should say. Well, now you have the same protection, don't you,
well,
that this
see.
Doll has. Helmet.
Helmet?
Yeah.
Elbows? Wrists?
Look at that.
Knees. That's the click drill to make sure you have all of your pads on properly.
Click.
Click.
Aha. Ooh, we'd love to see you skate.
Oh, okay.
Would you?
Yes, I will. Ready?
Good.
Turn the corner.
Come sit down, will you?
Oh, thank you. I will.
You do very well.
Well, thanks. It's great fun.
I wonder if I could try one of those wrists.
Oh, surely.
On. I'd just like to see how it feels.
Sure.
I'm going to set my skater doll right here. It's kind of hard to sit down with your...
It is. Can be hard to stand or hard to sit down.
Just put it right there.
Skates.
How do you do
this? The right thumb goes through that hole.
Yes.
And that wraps around one strap. That one goes the other way. Reinforces.
Oh, I see.
Is it too tight?
No, not at all.
Good.
Could we do a click then? But if you should fall, that really would help, wouldn't
it? Oh, absolutely, yes. Keeps your wrist from hurting and sometimes your hand. Protects you well down there.
I'll help you back on with this.
Okay.
Do you do a lot of skating?
No, actually, I'm fairly new at it. But Maggie and I are taking some lessons. Our instructor is Mike, and he's been very, very helpful keeping us safe on inline skates. In fact, that's about where I'm heading now, to meet Maggie and have another lesson with Mike.
Great. Well, give both of them my best.
Oh, I surely will. I thought you would enjoy seeing these.
I certainly do.
Great.
I like seeing the real ones as well as the one on the doll.
Terrific. Bye for now.
Bye, Chuck. There he goes. Oh, he's good at that, isn't he? Come on, let's go back inside. I have another doll in here that I want to show you. This is a baby doll. And it has a head, elbows, wrists, and knees. But it also has a diaper. Can you see the diaper? There's its diaper. See that? Do you remember ever wearing a diaper? Well, you know what diapers are for, don't you? To keep your clothes dry before you learn to go to the potty. Let's just take this doll into the bathroom. Come along. We'll give the fish some food on the way. There you are, fish. Come along. Now, this is the toilet. A lot of people call it the potty. And it takes some people longer than other people to learn to go to the potty. In fact, that's one of the big things about growing up, isn't it? One of the things about growing up is learning to go to the potty. A very good thing about growing up is learning when to go. There's so many people proud of you and all of the things you're learning to do. So many people proud of you. You're growing, really growing. One of the things about growing up is learning to go to the potty. A very good thing about growing up is learning when to go. Learning when to go. Stop, go. You know, sometimes people wear diapers all the time. And then after a while, they wear them only at night. So it's up to each person to know when you don't need the diapers anymore. But that's just another way of knowing that you're growing. Knowing that you're growing, I like that. Let's flush the toilet so you can see that. Nothing to be afraid of there. Let's go into the other room and have some make-believe. Come along. We'll get the trolley. You can just sit right here. Come along, trolley. Last time we pretended that King Friday gave his old waterfall away to Mayor Maggie and all the Westwood neighbors. Well, Lady Elaine Fairchild got very interested in squirting water with her hose. So let's make believe some more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, trolley. Are you expecting rain in Westwood?
Oh, no, but I want to be protected from the squirts.
Oh, What kind of squirts? Oh!
That kind.
Where did that water come from?
Our museum go-round neighbor, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
She's squirting water?
That's right.
Well, I wonder why.
Don't know.
Oh, I'd better get an umbrella or something.
Good idea. See you later, Tuesday.
Wet or dry.
Right.
Neighbor.
Oh, hi, Corny. How are you?
Could you help me, please?
Well, I'll be glad to try to help.
Well, I wonder if you would take this big umbrella and put it over my machinery here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been having these little rain showers. You know what I mean.
I certainly do.
Yeah, if you just put it, that's it, up like that.
Now, you want this to
fit right over the blinking lights.
There, how's that?
Yeah, that's just fine. Oh, see what I mean? It's like flash showers.
That's Lady Elaine squirting water, Corny.
Well, I wondered. It seemed a little different from rain. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Well, I hope she gets it out of her system. Thanks a lot, Neighbor A.
Oh, you're welcome, Corny. Incidentally, what are you manufacturing today?
Oh, well, I'll show you. Okay. Do you have a second?
I do.
All right.
He's a man who manufactures. He manufactures chairs. He's a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. Corny, you're a man who manufactures.
Well, it's an umbrella rocket.
That is terrific.
Yeah.
May I open the umbrella?
Of course.
That's oh, that could come in very handy.
Use every opportunity, that's what I say.
I wish you well, Corny.
Thanks again, Neighbor Aber.
Oh, you're always welcome. I think I'd better check out Squirt Headquarters.
Well, I'll see you then.
All right, bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Lady Elaine, where are you?
Up here, Toots.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. It's like having my own fountain. Yeah.
It's all right if you keep it at your own place.
Doesn't everybody like my squirts?
We just don't know when to expect them.
But you're dressed for wet.
Well, I know, but I don't want to have to wear my rain stuff all the time.
Well, what do you suggest?
I suggest you think of other people.
Oh, you're always saying that. Okay, I'll try.
Great. How will you try?
I'll try asking before I squirt.
That's a good beginning.
Want a little squirt, Neighbor Aber?
Well, just a little one.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Set?
I think so.
Squirt.
Now that's better.
All right. I'll do my best.
You see, you can do it if you try.
It helps to have you nearby. Hey, there's Daniel over there. How about a little squirt for Daniel Tiger?
Wait till I ask him, all right?
I'm ready anytime.
Okay. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Neighbor Aber.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
I'm very well, too, thanks.
Good.
How would you like a squirt of Lady Elaine's water?
Should I put on my raincoat?
That would be a good idea.
All right. I'll be right back. Hi.
Wow, you are a speedy tiger.
I'm all ready.
You're ready for your squirt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daniel's ready, Lady Elaine.
Oh, look at that.
Very good. Congratulations.
Oh, my.
You all right?
Oh, I'm fine, but thanks for letting me know about the squirt. I like to be told things like that.
That's what friends are for.
I'm glad you're my friend.
And you're mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you,
Not your clock.
My wet clock.
It's just beside you.
It's you I like. Every part of you, Mr. Aper. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings.
Whether old or new.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you'll remember even when you're feeling blue. It's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you.
You.
I.
Like is right.
Absolutely. Oh, there's the trolley. Would you excuse me, Daniel? I need to see it. I'll come back later.
Of course, and thank you, Neighbor Aber, for everything.
Oh, sure, Daniel. I'll see you after a while.
All right.
I haven't seen any squirts lately. But I see Neighbor Aber.
Hello, friends.
I was just telling Trolley that the squirts seem to have stopped.
Well, at least we're getting warned when they're coming.
That's a big help.
That's for sure. Hey, want to go see Daniel?
Yes, I'll tell my mom and dad. I'll be right over.
That really helped when Lady Elaine could wait until people were ready for their squirt. People do like to be told when to expect things, don't we? A very good thing about growing up is learning when to go, stop, go. There's somebody knocking. Oh, it's our friend Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Are you still interested in how people make concrete sidewalks?
I've always been interested in that.
Well, I have a tape right here of people doing just that.
Would you be able to tell us about it?
I will if we can do it right this very moment.
Okay,
already?
Let's do it.
Put it in picture.
How people make concrete sidewalks.
That's right, and as you watch it, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, I bet that's interesting.
It certainly is.
Put it right in here.
Okay.
And we'll see how people make concrete sidewalks.
When people make concrete sidewalks, they start by loading a truck with concrete at the concrete plant. And the driver backs his truck up to the loading platform.
He has to be very careful, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does. There's just enough room for his truck, and he has to make sure it's lined up just right. Concrete is made with cement, sand, gravel, and water.
All those things together.
All those things together, and it gets mixed in this container called a drum.
Well, now, is that concrete coming out of the drum?
Well, yes, it is. And it's going down that big tube and into another drum on the truck. You'll see that in a moment.
Well, it's mixing and turning.
That's right. It needs to keep mixing and turning to keep it from hardening before it's ready to be poured. There it goes into the truck.
Oh, and the truck's mixing and turning, mm-hmm. too, the drum on the truck.
And now the driver takes the concrete to where the sidewalk is going to be made.
Is this where they're going to make it?
Yes.
Well, what are these people doing?
Well, they're making a frame, and that's where the concrete will go.
And what is that?
That's called mesh. It's made of steel and helps keep the concrete from cracking.
Oh. But you don't see that.
No, because the concrete goes over that.
Uh-huh.
You'll see in a moment.
Oh, there's the truck. And the drum's still turning.
Oh, it surely is.
It's gone too far.
No, he's going to back up.
Oh.
He's backing up carefully, and he has to get the truck ready to pour the concrete. There's the driver.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking the cover off the chute. See, that's where the concrete will come out.
Oh. I see, there.
He's not quite finished.
Well, what's he doing now?
Well, he's attaching extra pieces to make the chute longer so it reaches over to the mesh.
I see.
And this man helps him put it in place. And he lets him know when it's okay to pour the concrete. There's the concrete. He's starting. The concrete will come out. You'll see it in a moment.
There it comes.
Mm-hmm.
What's that man doing there?
Well, he's spreading the concrete out over the frame. You see, he's covering the mesh.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. And he stops it now. And these men use a board to smooth out the concrete. You see how it's getting smoother?
Oh, yes. So enough concrete has been poured to make the sidewalk.
That's right.
Oh, so there goes the truck.
Probably back to the plant to get another load of concrete. Now this man uses a long tool with a flat end called a bull float to make the concrete even smoother.
It's starting to look like a sidewalk now.
Oh, it is, but it's not finished. Next, he takes a special broom to put tiny lines in the concrete so the sidewalk isn't slippery.
Oh. I never knew there were special brooms for doing that. People walk on the sidewalk now?
Oh, not yet. It needs to dry overnight. In fact, this man blocks the new sidewalk so people won't step on it before it's completely dry and hard. And that's how people make concrete sidewalks.
That is very interesting,
well,
Mr. McFeely.
I thought you'd enjoy it. There are many types of sidewalks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, you have one near your porch.
Oh, sure. Let's go take a look at it.
Alrighty. Sidewalk.
That's right. As a matter of fact, Chuck Aber was here skating on the sidewalk.
Skating on the sidewalk. Well, these boots have made many deliveries on sidewalks.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
So right now, I'll say to you, speedy delivery to you. Oh, good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you. Oh, Mr. McFeely's a great person. Look at these two dolls sitting together. Peek-a-boo. That reminds me, we haven't played hide and seek for a while. Shall we do that now? I'll hide, and you look for me, all right? Now you stay right there, and I'll tell you when to start to look, all right? Okay. Thank you. do you do? One more place, all right? Let's try outside. Now you stay right there, and I'll hide and I'll tell you when to look. Okay. Oh, my. I'm proud of you. Yes, I'm proud of you in every way that you're learning. You're learning so many things. You're even learning to wait for things. I'm learning to think about other people and their feelings. When you do that, that shows that you're really growing and growing well. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have lots of things to talk about, won't we? When we're together next. You always make each day such a special day. Come on in line, skater. You know how. You make it special by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.